GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
With not one but two cases of road rage leading our stories of news this morning on our program, we're asking our WVOMFM.com question of the day. Have you ever witnessed or been involved in a road rage incident? A very detailed text message coming into us in the MTG text line here at 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. And as we live and gallivant about Greater Bangor, we might have an understanding as to how this played out. This person writes to us, G, I was traveling off Broadway at the Essex Street Stillwater intersection at around 6 a.m. So picture it, Stillwater Avenue. Essex, Broadway. Broadway Park is there. There's that Neil's Place and Broadway Coffee Shop where they only take cash, by the way. Keep that in mind when you go there. Okay. I was traveling off Broadway at the Essex Street Stillwater intersection around 6 a.m. I was in the straight lane and a minivan cut me off, passing me in the turning lane. He sped off. I caught up to see him getting out of his car with children running into the methadone clinic. This happened on July 4th. I very calmly pulled up and said, I get it that you're in a hurry, but you have kids in your car and you're headed to get high at the clinic. Come on. He started yelling in a rage with the kids, saying it was all my fault. Some people are nuts. Out of all of this, that's, you know what?
That's the truest word that he printed. People are nuts.
Out of all of this, I think someone's going to ask, the methadone clinic is open on the 4th of July? Caller, hello, the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Have you ever witnessed or been involved in a road rage incident?
Hi. As a matter of fact, recently I was at the corner, the intersection in Bangor at Stillwater and Hogan, where that Citco is and the car wash. And rather than block the driveway, I saw this guy in a pickup that was going to be headed out once the light changed. And so I decided to not block the driveway. And he looked at me and rolled his window down and it flipped me the bird and started yelling profanities out the window. And I couldn't figure out what his problem was. It was almost like he didn't want me to let him out. I don't know what was going on. Thanks.
Thank you. 1-800-966-1039. I think you said it, George. Transferred aggression.
Yeah, that's what the psychologists tell us this is.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's also fair to say that on a regular basis, I also see some driver courtesy. It isn't like everybody is nuts out there on the road. They do some crazy things.
Well, these days it depends on what political bumper stickers on the back of the car.
Well, I suppose some of that's going on too. Yeah. But I mean, I drive in town a lot. I see people stop, let you go when you're in traffic, wave you on. That type of thing. So I don't think everybody's out there doing something nuts, but as always, the minority nut jobs get the headlines.
Here's another text message to us in the MTG text line. Caller on the PDQ or telephone line. Hang on just a second. We want your story. But first, this one. On my motorcycle, downtown one afternoon, I gave a friendly double tap of the horn to the gentleman in front of me who failed to see the light turn green while playing on his phone. Stop right there.
That's the end of the game.
Right? And by the way, the double tap of the horn, the friendly double tap, right? Beep, beep. Hey, it's me. You know, if you do the long horn, okay. There's a chance you're really going to upset the person. But the friendly little double tap
makes them worse.
It's supposed to be friendly, okay? And all right. He promptly put his car in park, got out, and started back screaming at me. Sitting astride an 800-pound motorcycle is not where you want to be when being charged by an obviously angry, aggressive man. I was left with no choice but to dismount and defend myself. I believe he may have learned a couple of valuable lessons that day. Caller, hello, the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Have you ever witnessed or been involved in a road rage incident?
No, because I don't drive like a jackass.
1-800.
You might not be the jackass.
1039. Oh, we can tell all of our listeners to make sure that they don't drive like a jackass.
It is amazing to me that we don't have more of it, to be honest with you.
This person writes to us, if you want to see road rage, just watch the truckers. Those poor guys get hammered all the time. I'm not sure that I'm understanding that text message. I want to read it one more time for us. If you want to see road rage, just watch the truckers. Those poor guys get hammered all the time. Are you suggesting that the truckers get drunk and drive?
No, I think
you suggesting that those poor guys must see it all the time for all the time they spend on the road? I think that's what they meant to say.
Sometimes for something they didn't do.
Caller, hi, GHRT. Have you ever witnessed or been involved in a road rage incident?
Yeah, I was heading south to Portland one day and I picked up in a car hauler. And this fella come up next to me and just yelling and screaming out the window. So I thought maybe something fell off the trailer. So I pulled over. He come back like a bull in heat. He was hollering and screaming and saying I cut him off. So I said, well, thank you for paying attention and have a good day. And I think that confused him so much that he didn't know what to do. He turned around and went back to his car and drove off.
Sometimes when you do that, you do heap coals upon their head, right? 1-800-966-1039. That's a good thing. How do you diffuse a case of road rage?
Well, if somebody's bent on starting something, I mean, if you have vehicles in motion, there are going to be times when people do things that the other driver didn't anticipate or doesn't agree with. So if you just keep your cool, it shouldn't happen. But again, maybe your wife gave you a bad time that morning. Maybe you gave your wife a bad time that morning.
Maybe your coworkers give you a bad
time. Yeah, maybe the boss yelled at you and called you a moron. And so you take it out on the next person.
I'll confess, a guy cut me off on Main Street in Bangor. And I was very upset. And I floored it to run up behind him. I ended up driving over a curbing before the Bangor house, and I bent the rim of my front passenger side tire on my car.
I haven't heard anybody refer to the Bangor house in a long time.
But I learned my lesson that day. Erica, our pen pal,
you've got mail,
writes to us and starts, "Good morning, dear pen pals. I see road rage every single day on Interstate 95. There are a lot of people who drive very recklessly." Henry is another one of our pen pals.
You've got mail.
George and Rick, while we are focused on America's external threats, we are coming apart internally. No place is this more evident than on the road. It begins with tailgating and frequently escalates. To your question, yes, it happened to me the other day on Route 1. I signaled, then pull over into the breakdown lane to allow a state police car to get by. Good move, Henry. You're supposed to. The trooper was running code 3. I think that means lights and sirens, or at least lights. The person behind me was furious that I'd pulled over and tailgated me all the way to Ellsworth, right on my bumper. It's gotten to the point that I don't like to drive anymore. People are out of control. Kevin writes to us, and I heard this, the incident in Auburn. I heard this is more about a former boyfriend versus a current boyfriend situation than road rage. Maybe the DA will release more information today when charges are filed. But even if it is about a former girlfriend versus a former boyfriend versus a current boyfriend, apparently it started on the road and then it pulled over into the parking lot.
And the bottom line is going to be you can't shoot somebody.
Caller, hi, GHRT. Have you ever witnessed or been involved in a case of road rage?
Yes, I have. But the thing about it is the courteous and uncourteous drivers, you know. I mean, if this person's got a line of cars behind them, 15 cars, and obviously somebody wants to get somewhere, why don't they pull over and let some people by? Thank you.
Namely, a bus driver full of school kids. How many times have we heard that? The bus driver's got such a long line of people behind him. Why don't they just pull over and let the people by? Because the people in the morning didn't get up early enough. And so now they're running late for work and they're trying to make up time on the road.
Which they can't, which is almost impossible to do.
Caller, hi, GHRT. Have you ever witnessed or been involved in a case of road rage?
I sure have. I was involved in a case of road rage when I was on my way to pick up my kids at daycare. And the lady followed me, tailgated me right to the daycare, blocked my car in. And when I got out of the car, proceeded to berate me up and down. I went into the daycare and was just shaking all over and scared to go back outside.
We're glad you made it out safely. If only people, like you said, George, if only people could take a deep breath and walk away.
It's something else. 90% of the time, it's something else going on. But there's all kinds of rage. I like to refer to it as restaurant rage, which I read stories every day that somebody's done something in a restaurant. That even to me is even dumber than the car rage. My French fries were cold, or you didn't put in my you did. I read one where she was shortchanged on the amount of food that she was getting. I mean, or he was getting. That's restaurant rage. It's rage all around us.
And maybe that spills over into a road rage incident. This person texts us, had a guy follow me to work and threaten me with a tire iron because I had to get in the same lane in front of him, and he didn't like that. I'm pretty sure he was high on drugs. I found a note, and the word that's written on the note, we can't read on the radio. We'd have to hit the 7-second delay. This person found a note in the seat of his car one day. Honestly, I'm not sure why. I've not been involved in road rage, but I've been close, like the time I was on my motorcycle driving on Main Street in Rockland. The elderly blue rinse hair lady in the left lane proceeded to move into the right lane, mine. Only the fact that my parents raised me better kept me from exploding. And a final thought, the last time I had road rage was when my son, who has his learner's permit, was driving. Speed limit was 35, and the lady behind us felt that was too slow. So she passed us on a double line, 35 miles an hour. If he wasn't with me, I would have chased her down. Caller, you get the last word. Have you ever witnessed or been involved in a case of road rage?
Yeah, well, I have a lot. I drive trucks, but my uncle told me a story one day about a guy he may have pulled out in front of a little bit too early, and the guy chased him down into a parking lot. And my uncle rolls down the window and says, are you okay? He's like, me pulling out in front of you is not going to ruin your day like that. Is that everything okay with you? And the guy proceeds to tell him, like, his life story and ends up giving my uncle a hug at the end of the transaction.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.